The meat will be so strong until you couldn't eat it. Mm-hmm. It'll be strong.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever call them a bar or barrel?
Well, a bone, a bowl is not castrated. A barrel is what's castrated on, a barrel. That's right.
And the stiff hairs that a hog has on its back, when it's angry, they come up. What do you call those hairs?
Well, you would only call that hair, but now some hogs is when he get mad, he gets mad. He would be a Berkshire or some kind of a hog. He gets mad, and the hair would set up on his back. See. But all hair don't set up on the whole back.
What do they call those hairs that sit up?
If it sets up, a Berkshire.
A
Berkshire hog is a mean hog. He get him mad and he fight, see? And the hair sets up on his back just like a mane, maybe set up that high. Uh-huh. All the way up down his back. Mm-hmm. Now, you got to get out of the hog pen when he come out, because he will fight.
What about those teeth?
The teeth? Have teeth on the side. That's right. You call them there's our touches.
And on a hairbrush, you know, those the hard things that come out, you call those
the hairs in the brush.
Or the
brush is hairs in the brush, you know. A brush, now take for that nylon brush there. Those are hairs in the brush, but yet still they're nylon. They used to didn't make nylon brushes. I have one down there that's made out of hair in that other drawer. But they didn't make nylon brushes, they made hair brushes.
See? Out of hog?
Out of hair, horse hair. It's right in that drawer, right, that long drawer. I'd say horse hair. I wouldn't know what kind of hair. Just like you would map that off by the hair brushes. About like, I'd say a woman. Nowadays, lots of them have wigs. And you know, all that hair couldn't come off a dead person's head. Wait a minute, now where could it come from? They makes hair some kind, out of some kind of a something, you know. Well, they'd use some kind of a something to make hair brushes out of. But we call it hair brushes. Now, if you want a good brush today, and you're going to do a painting of a house, you wouldn't get a nylon brush. You'd get a hair brush. Hair brush would bend, smooth down like that. Nylon brush just scrub like that, stand up and then would lay down. See, that's the difference. That's where you get your difference at.
What would you call a hog that's grown up wild? What would you call a hog that's grown up wild?
Grown up large?
Wild.
Wild? Oh, that would be a wild hog. It'd be a wild hog. You see, wild hogs comes in just like there's a barrel from here to Port Gibson. And maybe I had 8 or 10 hogs went off. Just fed further and further from the house. Well, finally they got out there and I got at them and they run, went further. Well, I didn't get them. They went wild. Finally, they started finding pigs out there. And when they started finding pigs, they would, pigs, men he see, he'd be wild, he gone like the others, you see. Well, that's a wild hog, and from that on, he grow, the bunch get bigger and bigger and be wild hog. Now, he's a hog of fight and do have half on his back. Any wild hog will set half on his back when he's in the fight.
The noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned. The noise that a calf makes